is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Off the Beaten Path, broadcasting live from Central Florida on a very hot day. Actually, it's 90 degrees. We reached a high of 95 today. Today's date is May 26th, 2019. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. A lot to talk about. Ready to hear what you have to say. Your participation is requested and encouraged. It is your duty as a patriot to sound off. Listen, learn, and share what you know. Please support independent media. Please support RPN. My email is new now. It's the acronym, actually just the initials, OTBP. That's Off the Beaten Path, OTBPSteve@gmail.com. Chat room is open, offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. Thank you, Murph, for setting that up. Phone lines are open always, 1-800-313-9443. Well, it is Memorial Day weekend. It is a big commerce weekend. You know, I really hate these holidays that are surrounded by commerce. We're supposed to be remembering what Memorial Day is about. It's about remembering those who served our country and died for our country. But commerce is very, very important, as you haven't figured out yet. It is the most important thing, commerce, at least for some. It's not for me. A little disappointing that everywhere I turn, and Memorial Day, those last couple of days, driving around, cars everywhere. Of course, the hoods are up for sale. You know, Patriots, you know, one of these things, trying to get everybody in the mood for buying a new car, new furniture, new sofa, new this, new that. Even went as far as putting an American flag on, they raised the hood of the cars to show the engines off. I don't know why anybody, you look at the engine, yes, but raising the hood. And then putting a small American flag right there. And the whole rows, just rows and rows and rows of American flags. Memorial Day, go buy a car. People actually aren't buying too many cars these days, are they? On the way back from Sanibel Island last week, I noticed all the car lots, and they were full. People are not buying cars. They are leasing cars. They can get more car and not be tied down to, what, five-year loan of paying a car off. They can't afford it, don't have that disposable income, but they do need to go to work. So it seems like the leasing option is the best way to go, or buying a used car. It seems like that's where the market is right now. So I don't know, things aren't all rosy. I'm going to try to make this as positive as I can today. It is Memorial Day. A little low-key, I don't want to be one of those guys that's, I think I went after Trump last week quite a bit. I'm not happy with the guy. I'm never happy with him. But I was talking to a guy today. I actually did a 15-minute show up on the hill today on the flea market. I'm looking for some equipment to build something here. And I had to go up try to find some equipment. I thought I could probably find it there. I don't know. I got in a conversation with something about what's going on in the world. And he said, what's your opinion on this? And what's your opinion on this? And next thing I know, I'm doing a show basically right there on the in 95-degree temperatures with a guy I don't even know. Seemed like a nice guy. Seemed to be on board, understand what's going on. I gave him a card for the network and said, please join us sometime. So he seems a little He's enthused to join the conversation here and understands where we are, what our platform is, and it's not the truth. I don't have an agenda. I don't like either party. They're both deplorable as far as I'm concerned. So that's the way I like it. Stay in the middle and be able to call it as you see it. I would like to make an announcement here to welcome back Ingrid Castle to the network. She's back on RBN taking over Al Whitney's spot. I guess a new name is coming for the show. So welcome back, Ingrid. And she's hot and heavy going on the anti-vaccines, the mandatory vaccines. And I hopefully will be joining her in the future talking about these issues. I am very involved in this. I got a lot of skin in the game. I've got grandchildren. And, I got my own skin. I'm a little selfish, I guess. I worry about my own skin, too. You know, being forced to take a shot, a vaccine, I don't want to take. No, I don't want to. To keep your job? No, not interested. So we got a fight on our hands, and I'm glad to have be in the trenches with Ingrid Castle on this issue here. So welcome back, Ingrid Castle, to RBN on your night spot on Saturday nights, where Al Whitney was. So thank you, and welcome back. You know, I'm a big observation kind of guy. I do that for a reason. I look for patterns, I look for consistency, and I look for agendas. And I seem to find them everywhere I look. Things don't happen just by accidents. Most of the time, things are planned the way they are planned. There is somebody behind an agenda. Just the other day, I was driving back from somewhere, and some young girl pulled up alongside of me, and I wouldn't have probably even looked over and noticed her. Had her stereo not been blaring away so loud, and it was playing some boy band stuff, you know, some really crap music that I don't like. So I looked over, and you know, she was a cute little girl, high schooler, and she had on the window, you know, graduation. So last week was all graduation for high school kids, and they're all graduating and moving on to, I guess, college, most of them, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're going into the workplace. There's really not much there. But I looked over at her, and she seemed to be all giddy, you know. She's 18, 17 years old. She's all giddy, and life is so good, and, you know, there's no responsibility. And she was actually driving a car much nicer than mine, which I know that she couldn't possibly have earned on her own or bought her on her own. So, you know, she's daddy's little girl, and he bought her a nice little car. Probably not doing the right thing. I had to work for my first car and pay for it, and I'm honored to say that it did build some responsibility and accountability, and it's nice. It's nice to know you can do something on your own. You just don't get handouts all the time. You work for something, you get a reward. It's a nice thing. It's a nice feeling to know you've got something that you earned and you worked hard for. And I worked hard for this car. And it wasn't a great car, but it was pretty good, and I made it look as best I could. And you know, I was a dating kind of guy, so it had to be halfway decent. So I, you know, I worked on it, and I shined it up and washed it and cleaned it up all the time. And proud of that car. 1973 Olds Omega Brown. Nice car. So I look over and I see this young girl, and she's all giddy with her music, and she's just having a great time. And I thought to myself, does she know her future? Probably not. She could tell you who was on The Voice, American Idol. She can tell you numerous things that are really not important. She can tell you all those things. But she doesn't follow what's going on in the world. And most kids her age probably are not. That's a fact. Did I know more about my surroundings, the economy, back when I was her age? I think so. A little bit more so, yeah. I wasn't totally naive. I did go in the military at age 19. So I did know what was going on in world politics at the time, and pretty much only went in the military because the economy was so poor. And I think they were telling us it wasn't too bad then either, and that was under Jimmy Carter at the time. So they never can seem to tell us the truth, how the economy really is doing, but I couldn't really find good employment, and I wasn't quite ready for college. So I guess 4 years in the military might be a good thing for me to mature, to figure out my pathway, what I want to do with my life. And in 4 years, which could go pretty fast, get out and then finally pursue my interests. And that's exactly what I did. I had no intention of doing more than 4 years. I'd actually at one time hesitated, maybe I'll do one more term. But I know if you do two terms, then you're kind of vested now to go a little further, and then you stay in for 20 years or so. And I met a lot of guys that really didn't take that time that I took in the 4 years to figure out their life plan. And they partied their butts off. They had a lot of fun. They spent all their money because they had a place to live, the barracks. They were fed for free, no problem there. Everything's taken care of. No bills, just do your job. Go sleep in the barracks. We'll feed you, take care of you. Your health care is all taken care of. Your dental's taken care of. They didn't think about more than 4 years. And at the end of 4 years, they blew all their money. They had great stereos. They had nice cars. They had everything, nice motorcycles. They had no money saved up whatsoever. And guess what? They had to do another term. And then maybe in that second term, they wised up and said, you know what? I better save some money or I'm staying in forever. So I saved a little bit of money, got out, went back to college, got a little loan, finished up. Didn't have a huge student loan debt, as most of these kids are. I had a little student loan debt, I think, of $5,000. That's it. That's all I owed. And I paid that off in 6 months, I think it was. So I looked over, and she, like I said, she has no knowledge of what her future is. And does her father? Probably not. Probably not at all. I figure her father's probably in his late 30s, early 40s, and probably not understanding what's going on in our economy whatsoever. So what does her future hold for her? Be interesting to ask her, what do you think about socialism? What do you think about getting this student loan waived, 50,000 forgiveness? That what's her name? Warren, Elizabeth Warren is talking about. And I guess a couple other Democrats are saying the same thing, and they're all kind of trying to equal each other. You know, we'll waive this, we'll waive that, and free this, and free that, and free this. They don't quite understand socialism, but you know, if I stopped and talked to her and asked her, do you understand socialism? And she probably would say, well, you know, it's this stuff is for free, and she would probably find some way to acknowledge or belief set to say that, well, that's kind of a right, isn't it? Isn't healthcare a right? Isn't an education a right? Aren't these things rights that we should have and we really shouldn't have to pay extra for them? And aren't we benefiting society if we get these things for free? Doesn't society become better society? And some can make that argument, but I don't go that direction. And, you know, socialism ends when you run out of other people's money. But if you're AOC and you ask her that question, what was her answer or response back was, you just pay for it. Well, how do you pay for it? Well, you just do. You just pay for it. Well, that's not how it works. And that's pretty much what I would expect from a novice, an ignorant bartender who actually was handpicked to represent this Green New Deal. And I mean, let's face it, they picked her for selling something, and she's now been exposed. She's been exposed for being a non-intellect. I'm going to say she's ignorant. She's a non-intellect. She doesn't really understand anything. She didn't even know the three branches of government. So, yeah, this woman was a cherry pick type thing. This was a beauty pageant to sell something. And that's the way the Democrats work. That's the way they work. So her future, you know, she'll go to school and she'll maybe get a degree. Maybe she'll get to use that degree. I hope she does. But if she doesn't, she might end up working in a Ruby Tuesdays or something like that. And having been saddled with a $50,000, $70,000, who knows, maybe she might have a $100,000 school bill. I don't know. Point being is that the selling of higher education is going to get much harder and harder and harder as these kids get out of school and realize things aren't all good. You know, I can't get my job. I can't do this. Now I'm being undersold by somebody, corporation through a third party, through another country who's going to get much less for the same. I would be getting a lot more. You know, basically bid out situation here. And, it's sad. It's sad because I can't imagine. It's a different time for me. When I went to college and I got out, there were jobs for me and my degree, and I used it and I got it. Nowadays, these kids get these degrees and they get out, and like I said, if some corporation decides they want to pay somebody from India, an engineer from India, $60,000, when a U.S. citizen with the same degree and same experience and education would get $100,000 starting time, starting bonus, all that good stuff, won't get it. He won't get the job. So he'll have to settle for a lot less and set up a payment plan for his student loan debt. And as we all know, a student loan debt cannot be written off as other debts can be written off. This one cannot be written off. It saddles you. It goes along with you in life forever and ever and ever. So you wonder why these kids are unable to get into the market to buy their own homes and be independent of their parents. Well, there you go. It stems all from that right there, student loan debt. And, well, you're saddled. You can't get out on your own. Pretty sad. I guess I'm lucky in a way that I didn't graduate college when the market was saturated and have all these corporations selling me out to foreign labor. Now, I won't say that isn't happening right now in the nursing industry, the nursing field, in that I am seeing a lot of nurses come from the Philippines and China and other places. And now, as far as pay goes, I don't know what they actually make because nobody is allowed to discuss those things. And so I don't know if are they getting them cheaper or what. I just know the hospital I worked back in California, St. Helena, I'm going to say my unit was at least 80% Filipino, at least. And I got there and I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, this is weird. And pretty much the day shift was the same also. Very strange. And it was a Seventh-day Adventist church-owned hospital. So I don't know what was going on there, how did they get here and how this all happened, but I don't know. I do not know. No idea. So I don't know. This generation here, going to school, getting out, having been saddled with debt, I would not want to be in their shoes. I would not want to be in their shoes. So selling college is going to be a tough call in the future. Higher education, what are the benefits? Show me where people are actually getting out and making a good career. I was always told delayed gratification. You do delayed gratification, you'll come out ahead. This is a good thing to do. And that's why you go to college. You get more education and hopefully more earning power. And if it doesn't happen, then where's the sell? Selling higher education. It isn't there. Did you all catch Wednesday, Norman Lear's On the Family, the Jeffersons, the live studio audience? Did you get a chance to catch this? I decided to watch a little bit. I remember watching it back when I was a younger man with my father. And we laughed at Archie Bunker and the whole thing. But I was trying to figure out, again here, what's going on. Is this an agenda? I started thinking about it, so I decided to watch it. I ended up watching it for about 5 minutes, and I realized, I said to my wife, as soon as I hear this one word, I'm going to know it's an agenda. I'm turning it off. The word came 10 minutes later, racist. And I knew it right away. There's an agenda behind here. I could not figure why Norman Lear was actually participating in this reenactment, doing the entire show. Kind of just, it's just a one day thing here, but not restarting the series. They also did the Jeffersons. And I was trying to figure out, why are they doing this? What is the big push behind this? Now, before that, we always heard that All in the Family was a racist program. Norman Lear created a racist program. The Jeffersons, not as racist. It's not racist. And, you know, when you're black, you could say these things. Put the old double standard, if a white says it, if Archie says it, well, it's racism. So there was an agenda here, and when we come back after this short commercial break, we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We talk more about Donald Trump's little problems, his taxes, more trade wars, what's coming in the future here. So stay tuned. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins broadcasting down here in Central Florida. Cheating. Down on the street, it's a shame to be strong enough to fly without love like a phoenix.
bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So going back into this this agenda here, the All in the Family and doing the Jeffersons again, we got just to reconnect here. I guess it sounds a little bit better now. Good. Sounds nice. That there was an agenda. As soon as I heard the word, I said if I heard the word, I would shut it off, and I did. Tim is racist. I was trying to figure out the whole plan of why this is going on, why they're redoing this right now. There is a plan to divide us all. There's no doubt about it. There is a plan to divide us, divide and conquer. And I was just watching this, and I couldn't understand why people were participating in this. You know, we've had snowflakes call these shows in the past racist, but for some reason they continue to still be on the air. We see Roseanne still on the air. They're making money off her, but she's a racist, and she's been barred, and she's been kicked off the air for her show, but they're still rerunning the rerun. So I can't quite figure out why a racist, if they feel she's such a racist, why is her show still playing in syndication? Little House on the Prairie, racist. I don't know how that one came about. The Cat in the Hat, what is that? I'm getting a block here in my mind. All these things are racist, and for some reason they still continue to be there on TV and in our face. But you know, Woody Harrelson was playing Archie Bunker. He actually did a pretty good job playing that. But the big political message, what is going on here that these things were playing? And you know, it's replaying and bringing back things that you tell me are these things racist, and now they're on and they're watching it and they're pushing it. it doesn't quite make sense. It's the old double talk here. I say this, but then we're doing this. So I never could quite figure out what this is all about. You know, Bill Cosby is a sex predator. Roseanne is a racist. Little House of Prayer, like I said, is a racist show. Dr. Seuss, I was thinking of. The books are racist. The world has gone completely mad. Let me off at the next stop. This is crazy stuff, but I can't figure it out. I look for the patterns, but I can see the agenda, but I can't figure out who's behind it and why it's happening. And why did Norman Lear even participate in this thing? If it's a racist show, then he created it. Therefore, it must be from the racist mind of Norman Lear, right? Yes, so. I don't know. But there he is playing the show. I don't know. Archie Bunker was guilty of stereotyping blacks. I would say yes, but not racist. A racist wouldn't be living next door to blacks. They wouldn't allow the black neighbor to come over and mingle and have their children associate with their children. It wouldn't have happened. So it wasn't racism to me. It never was. It was a guy that was kind of uneducated, a black, blue-collar kind of guy, not very educated, probably maybe a high school diploma if he's lucky, but a guy that definitely had his opinions based on of his surroundings where he lived. And if anything you want to say, maybe there was a little more poke on the other end, would be from the Jeffersons, how he would kid around and say whitey, you know, whitey, wow. And nobody really made a big stink about that. That seemed to be all right, that part. If somebody could say that, being of color, say whitey, I guess that was okay. But on the end, if a white person were to say something about a black person, stereotype them, then when you're just a racist. So I don't know. We're going to go to the phones here. We've got I think Ken in Fort Worth. You're on the show, Ken.
Hello there, Mr. Steve. How you doing?
It's going all right. It was a hot day today. I am within 2 weeks of moving out of here, and I probably the wrong time to move, but I'm getting out of here, and so things are kind of hectic, but we're doing the best we can. We're doing all right.
Where are you going?
About 10 miles from where I am. I'm leaving the HOA Nazis here where I live, and I'm moving to a place that doesn't have an HOA, and we got a nice home, and so getting that all together. The house is all boxed up. This is I've got a maze
moving out
boxes.
To the north side, right, or south side?
I'm about like 10 miles from here. I'm still in the center of the state, still in the center.
Hey, I've got a question. You know, Alexis, Ocasio Cortex, whatever.
Cortex,
what do you think? Where do you think she got the money to go to college? Attending bar?
I don't know that she actually went to college. Do you know that she actually has a college degree?
I think she did. I mean, she's
not. That up.
She talks and tells.
Oh, we got a commercial break coming up here. Hey, hold on the line here. We'll figure this one out. I don't think she has a degree. I think she's just a bartender that somebody found and said she had a little bit of charisma. I think we could use her to sell something here. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Need I say I love you? Need I say I care? Need I say that emotion's something we don't share? I don't want to be sitting here trying to deceive you. You know
and we go back to the phones here. Ken in Fort Worth, go ahead and finish up there.
Yeah, I just when I heard her talk, I go, she's not, you don't talk much. She's like, she went to college or schooling or stuff like that. What I did is I sent her two postcards. One, I put a lot of stuff to hunt on the internet. I'm going to give her a benefit of the doubt to start with. And the second one, I put all books with the word conspiracy in the title. She's probably ordering them right now. I know she's wrote a book sometimes, you know.
Well, you're probably going to have some guys in black suits come look for you, man.
Yeah, maybe so.
I don't think she actually has an education. I think she's just a bartender. I think she's probably got a high school education. She certainly never took a government class. Didn't know the three branches of government. She seems to open her mouth, she seems to stick her foot in her mouth. She doesn't really know much. Somebody is spoon-feeding this woman a lot of information, and then she can't even get it out right. So
maybe she learned everything in the bar, talking to a lot of different guys.
Well, I tell you what, people, most of your bartenders are probably have a could get a degree, should get a degree in psychology, because look at all the people you get to listen to with their problems. You know, you should be really seasoned in psychology and be able to fix people's problems, maybe even a sociologist or something. I don't know, but
I don't need too bright. I don't have a psychiatrist. I've got a sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, you were what, Air Force?
I was Air Force. I was stationed in Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma.
Okay. Yeah, I was Army.
And I was I did my basic training in Lackland in San Antonio, and then I went to Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls for my training for the C-5 Galaxy, and then off to Altus, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. I was in Germany for about 3 years, and I tell you what happened. I got to my unit 25 June 63, dropped my duffel bag, and I'm rolling up the flags for Kennedy's parade in Hanau, Germany. I missed it by one day. I saw it on YouTube. You can see it on YouTube. And the next day he went to Berlin. I just got there a little too late.
Well, I was unlucky. I did not get to go anywhere. I was stateside the entire 4 years. And if you've ever been to Oklahoma, actually, I can't say all Oklahoma's this way, but Altus Air Force Base is not a good assignment. And I actually tried to trade my assignment with somebody else, and then the instructor for my program asked everybody, where are you going? Where are you going? We are all telling where we're going with our orders. And I mentioned Altus Air Force Base. He said, that's too bad. That's a really crappy assignment. You're going to hate it there. And the guy I actually was going to trade my assignment with and go down to Robbins, Georgia. He heard that, and he says, well, I'm not changing you now. And nobody in the class would change their orders with me and switch them. So I got stuck out in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Hey, let me tell you what happened. My wife was talking on a talk show years back, and every time she said the word UN, the signal went down. Happened three times. They must have attenuators on there to say, you say UN, you ain't getting out anymore.
Well, I don't know. I know they're listening to this show. They're listening to the network.
Nobody could be fast enough to reach that button to attenuate it. It had to been electronic.
Well, you know, what they do, Ken, is they have keywords in a software, and they recognize certain words. So it goes to a little holding center, probably, and they kind of go through it, sift through the data, and they find out if you're a person who is of interest. Maybe you're going to cause, you know, bring some crime or something. Who knows? There's software out there that actually, it's a logarithm that basically certain words are kicked out and go to this data center so they can actually monitor you and keep an eye on you.
And there's another thing is I've listened to some guy talk about how can you tell if your cell phone's being hacked? Do you ever hear echoes on your cell phone?
I do not personally know. I don't know. I think I hear a click once in a while, but I don't even know what that is. It could be.
Yeah, I go down to public library in Fort Worth, and you know now they have 94,000 federal indictments, correct?
Yeah, I'm not buying any of that. Sorry, Ken. I'm not buying that.
Well, I picked it up at 27,000. They shut my computer off the library. I didn't shut it off.
Well, I tell you what, I'll believe in QAnon when something actually happens. I am so tired of holding my breath on this. I don't believe QAnon is real. I think it's a psyop, and nothing has happened. And we've been told from the very beginning, with really short into his office there, Donald Trump, that this was happening, and nothing has happened. So at some point in time, I have to say I bail on it. I don't believe it's real. I think it's a psyop. Certainly nobody on the inside is giving information on this stuff. It's just, it's not happening. And until something happens, I can't believe in it.
Yeah. If they do have 94,000 indictments, it's very possible. Between Trump and the House and the Senate, they'll play little games back and forth, you know. Mm-hmm. If they're going to come up and say, okay, now we're going to have an impeachment call, man, they might start, putting half of them in prison.
Right, right. No, it's not going to happen.
You don't know.
No. I mean, I would love in my lifetime to see Hillary pay for her crimes. It's not going to happen. I mean, she already said if I go down, a lot of people are going down too. So that tells you she holds a lot of cards. She has a lot of information to bring down this government. I would encourage that. I really don't care. If it would bring back an honest government, I'd say collapse the government. Collapse it. Let's start over fresh. Let's get rid of the carpetbaggers. Let's get rid of all these politicians who are scamming us. And let's start over fresh, and let's see if we can get it right this time.
She's got files in her basement on a lot of people.
I think so too. Yeah, yeah. The only living person that can go up against her right now is, well, actually, he's behind bars now, Julian Assange. So let's hope he stays alive.
Yeah, and I got another question: what is Julian Assange in England for? Being detained? Why?
Well, they got 17 indictments now on him. Seventeen charges
here,
on him.
But why is he over there? Yeah, why are they holding him in England?
Well, you know, that was a big mistake. We were talking about that earlier. Why did he go there? Now, understanding that the British are under U.S. control, that was the worst place you possibly could have gone. I don't know why he stayed there. Should have gone, hightailed it back to Australia where he's from. But he goes to the Ecuadorian embassy in London, I believe, there. And a bad move, a very stupid move, and I don't know why he did that. I don't even, maybe his own country didn't want him back. But
maybe so.
I don't know.
Yeah, but why is he being detained in London? What's the charges against him, do you know?
You know, I'm going to have to look at the 17. I can't tell you all of them. Other than they're bringing
that's
back
the
up
States.
That. Yeah, they're bringing back
that's
up the sexual.
States.
They're bringing back up the sexual rape thing now again on him.
That's over in Sweden.
No, I think they're in. Well, I think it's international law, and since he left I think that was Switzerland, wasn't it? Switzerland or Sweden?
Or Sweden.
Whatever. It's yeah. They're trying to bring that one back. I can tell you that for a fact. They're still pushing the collaboration, and that he actually hacked the system, the DNC, and actually hacked other important agencies there to get the information he used against Hillary. And then none of that's true. We all know that. And of course, we never hear Seth Rich's name ever come up. For some reason, Seth right. Rich's his name has never come up. It's you got Snowden, you got Assange, you got Chelsea Manning. You never hear about Seth Rich at all. And we know that that information was put on a thumb drive and taken out. So the file itself, downloading the speed and everything else, it could not possibly have been done over the internet. It had to be on a personal device. And well, the whole thing never figured. It never worked out, did it? The Seth Rich murder and robbery, that nothing was ever stolen. So, you know, I was thinking about this whole thing with Julian Assange, that at one point in time, I thought maybe the United States would like to disappear him. And I think they might, they would like to. But the problem is, he's probably got five dead man switches in order right now, which is good. He should have a lot of dead man switches in place to make sure if anything ever happens to him, the information still comes out. But then you've also would have to eliminate Edward Snowden. You would also have to eliminate Chelsea Manning. You've got three people here, and we're watching really closely what's going on here. So to disappear any of these three guys is going to be very, very different. Very difficult to do.
What's the deal with Manning? Inside jail, outside jail? What did they put him in jail for?
Because he would not testify against WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. He says, I will not testify against him. Yeah. I wouldn't testify. He wouldn't testify. And so they said, well, we'll throw you back in. So they gave him a couple more options. He got out again, and now I understand he's back in again, and they're trying to figure out what else to hold him with. But he says, I will not testify against Julian Assange or WikiLeaks.
So now they're going to start prosecuting reporters, huh?
Well, you know, this is dangerous territory. You know, it's not that what Julian Assange reported was an error and was a lie. It was truthful. It shamed the United States government. It shamed them and embarrassed them. It showed war crimes and atrocities. And instead of owning up to that, they can't do that. So what are they going to do? Attack the messenger who actually outed them. So that's right. this is a dangerous precedent for anybody in media. Sure. To say, if I come out and tell the truth, they'll come after me, just try to discredit me. If they can't discredit me, they can't. They'll simply take me out or find some frivolous something they can attach to me and prosecute me. This is dangerous stuff.
I solicited Sherman Skolnick out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And one day he sent me a document from the banks. And on the left column was a list of the banks, New York's, Chicago banks. And on the right side was how many shares they owned in ABC, CBS, and NBC, and Time, and Newsweek. And, I looked at that, and I said, you know, Rockefeller controls all that information coming out. And at the same time, my neighbor gave me a spotlight newspaper. So I started reading that. I got the truth, found a John Birch Society. And, I make a point. You can complain all you want about the TV stations and newspapers. They don't care. But you start learning information that they don't want you to know, they're going to jump on you like a bird on a bug, like Alex Jones, because he talks about stuff they don't want you to know.
Right, right.
They can't stand that point.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, I need to move on here. I got other callers lining up. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Bless you guys. Bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the show. Mike, are you there? Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind, Mike?
Oh, you can have fun trying to expose a lot of this stuff, and you just get called a conspiracy theorist, even if you have proof and witnesses. You know, he was talking about the cell phone issues. Mm-hmm. The affiliates in Lexington, Kentucky, for WTVQ and WLEX, gave me their free-to-post, I keep wanting to call it that. It's called File Transfer Protocol, FTP. But, you know, they said, hey, it's free to post your stuff if you have a news video or something you need to let us know about. Here you go. Load it up on here. And I recorded a the audio of a cell phone locking up my line, which has been going on since this was in 2009 in March, and it had been going on for a solid decade. And I happen to have a camera recording at the moment that this happened. And all across this country, I discovered by accident that I could hit the up arrow on the folder, and there's all the affiliates for all the TV stations across this country. And I called a news producer at WLEX, and I told him about this situation. And the producer that I knew personally from other school people that I'd went to school with in journalism, broadcasting, communications, he wasn't there at the time, but the woman that answered the phone said, well, I'll tell Mike about this, but we'll probably just put it down as conspiracy theory. This was 2009, so I felt like, you know, that pretty much meant that I could go ahead and post that all across this country, and all the ABC and NBC affiliates, the folders that I could find, and I even found commercial production folders, and I posted that video, Bandwidth Bandits, Telephone Issues. And it goes through, I don't know, about 17 minutes. You can hear everything going on in somebody's living room, and you can't hang up on it. None of the phone technicians could fix it. I've tried to contact Larry Klayman. William Benny says you can't find any lawyers to do anything about it. The ACLU says, well, you may have a case, but we're not going to talk to you. Electronic Frontier Foundation twice has said, we don't have the bandwidth to handle your case. And they just recently said, after their federal district court case got thrown out in New York, that you cannot sue the government unless you can prove damages. And their case got thrown out because the judge says the government's never going to confirm this evidence that you've entered. And they basically entered a lot of the Snowden slides for X key score, IC reach, and all these just domestic surveillance devices like modified cell phones that they can swap out on targets, you know, that are software-defined radios, have hidden memory in them that can record audio files when you don't have your cell phone on or even in a signal area. Hot mic, they call it. And I think that's called the Picasso program. Well, so the same dang evidence is what they're charging Snowden with in the Carolinas courts. I'm kind of ticked off because I've been putting up with this for 20-some years, and I'm getting tired of being called a conspiracy theorist by news producers and stuff. I've got two degrees in broadcasting.
I tell people I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist. Conspiracies really do exist. We have seen how many in our lifetime here. Watergate was a conspiracy that was acknowledged, and we found out about.
About Watergate, you want to know? The reason that the plumbers got caught, I'm not sure if they're serious or not, but I've heard it a couple different times. The reason that Nixon's plumbers got caught is because they came out with the regular Rolodex for the prostitutes, and they said, look, we got all their numbers. You got to get the really perverted Rolodex. And I thought that was a joke until I talked to a guy who worked in a nearby state as an intern when he was an undergraduate, and I was around him for quite a while. He was a unique character, and I think he's back in law enforcement now. He didn't pursue the degree that he got. But when he was an intern with a certain political party, they had that. They had Rolodexes of entertainment for lobbyists and politicians that came into this capital city of a near, like I say, I'm in Kentucky. It's a nearby state without giving any details. And they had anything that they wanted in banks of motel rooms on reserve. I mean, that's how corrupt our government is. I just was helping a guy this past week pursue a real estate fraud that was pulled on him, and helped him drive all the way to the East Coast over near Washington, D.C. And as we walked into this building, I looked over. He noticed. He said, man, there's a lot of money here. And I looked over. And there was a koi fish pond there with fish in it. Probably, I would say, there's, I don't know, 1,000 or more. This pond, I went and looked on Bing Live Local and measured it out with their tool that they've got on there. It's probably close to an acre. There's probably $400,000 worth of fish pond and fish there, which is more than the real estate that he's fighting over. I mean, And they took a $480,000 deduction on this real estate as a charitable donation to his ministry to help the homeless, and they're trying to destroy him over it. It's just the most vile corruption that you can imagine across this country. I don't know what we're going to do about it. But the more people don't do anything about it, the worse it gets.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Right. We need a commercial break here, and we come back. We got another call. Ken in New York, you're up next. Steve Elkins, this is Off the Beaten Path.
Never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Song, I think about our future. What does our future hold? I don't know. And this is the Memorial Day weekend here. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And I hear that song and I wonder, what is our future? What will we see next? Will we see another war? Had enough war. We don't need any more wars, that's for sure. You know, going back to what we were talking about before I go to the next caller there, and that's Ken in New York. What bothers me on the surveillance thing, not only are we kicking off this 5G thing here, which is going to give more capabilities of surveillance of the people, you know, it's strange how I heard Mike Rivero talking about this, and I love Mike. Mike's a good guy. I think sometimes he just clicks, yes, 100%, I like it. Sometimes I'll disagree, and that's what's nice about this network. I can agree and disagree with respect, of course. But he likes faster download speeds. I think we're pretty good where we are, be honest with you. But this 5G technology here, these small mini cell towers are going to be popping up everywhere on stop signs and everywhere else, is just going to give more capability of spying and surveillance on the people. And it seems that the technology, where could it possibly advance our lifestyles and make us better people, maybe be a good thing, a convenience. It ends up getting in the wrong hands and used against us. And I kind of worry about this 5G thing here. So as Eric Windheim would say, kind of unplug as much as you can from all this. And is it possible? I don't know. If they eliminate the technology that you rely on to unplug from this technology, then you'll have no choice but to adhere to the new technology. So I don't know where this is going to go. I'm worried about a little program called Vault 7. CIA created this program called Vault 7, in that they can actually go into your computer and put incriminating evidence on your computer. And next thing they know, knock on your door, Mr. Elkins, we have a warrant to search your computer. Well, what are you looking for? Well, we're going to look at your computer. We have a warrant here. And next thing they find all kinds of incriminating thing that, first of all, it's not mine, but the Vault 7 allows an outside agency or whatever to come in the back door of your computer and put incriminating evidence on your computer. Next thing I find kiddie porn all over my computer, and I go, where in the hell did that come from? You're coming with us. Well, that's how they take people out, you know. And I told my wife the other day, I said, hey, I want you to know, if anything ever happened, I don't do any of that. I'm a clean guy. And if anything ever happened like that, you know that something like this happened. This Vault 7 is a real thing. And it's scary. Stinger technology. Police officers driving by who can actually turn on their Stinger technology and listen to your conversation in your car if you're on your cell phone. That bothers me. It's, you know, if George Orwell were alive today, his head would be spinning on seeing what has happened here in our world of technology, and that we are being controlled and being monitored and surveyed on. This is crazy stuff. This is sci-fi beyond sci-fi. This is our reality, and it's getting worse and worse. Worse and worse. Expect more. Second hour, I'm sorry, coming up here. I will go right back to the phones here. And Ken in New York, I'm sorry about that, but you will be right back.
Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long, for so long. But hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got. So hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the